Hi, Terry Brewer, TerryBrewer, 5765. Today, 7/31/25. Our patient is a 60-year-old gentleman, retired, married, with history of hypertension, blood pressure quite elevated, he says, because he threw up all his medication. Period. In the paragraph, he comes in with 3 days history of cough, congestion, fever of 102 at night, sputum production, and the nausea. This morning he had nausea and vomiting where he threw it up. He feels better now, period. He's been able to tolerate some liquids, period. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's married, he's retired. Once again, surgery, no recent surgery, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, family history, no colon cancer, positive for stroke and heart attacks, medication. See the medication list provided, opposite page. His blood pressure is normally well controlled, but it happened that he had vomited and he has COVID and his blood pressure is elevated, period. In the paragraph, he also is very interested in getting treatment for his fatty liver, morbid obesity, possible sleep apnea. He wants to start GLP-1 agonist, and we gave him a prescription today and told him exactly what to expect, but not to start it after he's over his COVID, period. In the paragraph, colonoscopy, he never had any colonoscopy, but he did have a Cologuard. Next number, meds reviewed. Next number, once again, blood pressure stable. Next number, his weight today is 285. He's lost about 5 pounds on his own. Next number, next area, last time I saw him, we did he had a positive calcium score test. He saw the cardiologist and had full workup and was told everything is within normal limits and he's not doesn't have to do anything else at this time. COVID immunization, has had COVID immunization in the past a few years ago, allergy none. Then he's alert, awake, and no distress. 285 pounds, 97.7, 97%, 2067, 160 over 104. Heart positive, swollen positive, two. Lungs wrong high. Few coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVDs. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with anisin. Neurological non-focal. There's no tenderness noted over the abdomen. There's no tenderness over the calves. Period. Assessment number one, positive COVID, noted. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, discolored sputum. Number four, patient will be treated with Rocephin, Decodron, Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak. The steroids is for COVID, antibiotics for his discolored sputum. Next number, obesity. Next number, possible sleep apnea. Next number, start him on Wegovy when he's improved. 0.25 milligram. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, has had a doesn't want a colonoscopy, but has had Cologuard before. Next number, cardiac workup up to date. Next number, Bromfit DM for cough. Next number, check blood pressure at home. For me, next number, because of his nausea and vomiting, we looked at his abdomen. Ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, we also looked at his heart. No changes in his echocardiogram. Next number, no sign of DVT in the lower extremity. Next number, history of gallbladder distension remains the same. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck is multifactorial. Next number, cut at ultrasound within normal limits in face of dizziness. Next number, cardiac workup is up to date. Next number, patient doesn't feel well for any blood work. He'll come back for a blood work at a later time. Finally discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, by the way, chest x-ray is within normal limits with no sign of pneumonia and or COVID pneumonia, period.